Usually when they ask me from a scale of 1 to 10, I always sometimes say a 7 or a 10.
10-year-old River Kinworthy's back pain was keeping him up at night.
It wasn't really keeping him from functioning normal, but he was specifically, this type of tumor apparently causes a lot of pain at night.
Julie Kinworthy is River's mother.
He would wake up in the middle of the night and have pain. We could not find any kind of medication to stop the pain. Like ibuprofen and Tylenol didn't do anything. And aspirin, which is apparently what helps it, he couldn't take because of his age.
Kinworthy took her son to a doctor who initially could not find anything. But she says a later MRI revealed that tumor, which turned out to be benign.
This particular tumor, it's called an osteoid osteoma.
Dr. Sean Callagher is an interventional radiologist at Bismarck's St. Alexius Medical Center.
There's a special part of this tumor called the nidus. It's small and right in the middle. And that's what causes all the pain. And if you can kill that or get it out, either with a surgery or kill it with a procedure, then the pain should go away.
So Callagher says he used imaging to get a needle in to where the nidus was.
And then we blasted it with something called radio frequency, but basically it cooks it and kills it.
River Kinworthy says he was hesitant.
I didn't want to do it at all because it sounded really painful. But it wasn't that painful when I first did it, but then after a couple hours it started getting painful.
Yeah, like right after the surgery, he was in pain, but
that went away
within 24 hours. He was really almost completely, within 2 days after the surgery, he was, I would say, 100% pain-free, or, pretty much.
River was in the hospital overnight. Dr. Callagher says this kind of procedure is much less invasive and with a much shorter hospital stay than a normal back surgery.
If he had had a back surgery to treat that, it probably would have been 2-3 days in the hospital at least, with a much longer recovery.
Callagher says this kind of treatment is also used for other things, such as cardiovascular problems, aneurysms, and stroke. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.